Hello and welcome to the Old Time Radio Hour. I'm your host, Justine Ward, and each week we bring you a classic show from radio's golden age. This week we get more laughs from the trials and tribulations of the teenage years in Days Gone By. Henry Aldrich came to life in a 1938 Broadway play written by Clifford Goldsmith. Goldsmith developed some sketches for Rudy Valley's radio show and appeared with Ezra Stone, the boy who had played Henry on Broadway. In 1938, they got their own show, and by 1941, it was one of the highest-rated shows on radio. Ezra Stone did the character until 1952, except for the war years, when he was in the service. Stone went on to a successful career as a TV director and producer when his acting career ended. This first episode is about a teenage romance and a big misunderstanding between Henry and his girlfriend, the Aldrich family, Girl Trouble. First broadcast October 17, 1939, on the NBC Blue Network.
Family, written by Clifford Goldsmith, featuring the Broadway stars Ezra Stone and this week's special guest, Betty Field. Brought to you by Jell-O Puddings, those delicious new desserts all America's talking about. The Aldrich family arrived on Broadway this week in the hilarious, successful Paramount picture, What a Life. It's truly a four-bell movie, and we urge you all to see it. Tonight, we are pleased to present one of the stars of the motion picture, Miss Betty Field, who will play Barbara Pearson, Henry's sweetheart. As usual, the part of Henry Aldrich is played by Ezra Stone. The scene opens in Barbara's home. It is early evening.
Grandma? Grandmother?
Well, yeah, Barbara?
Henry Aldrich hasn't come yet, has he?
Just a minute, and I'll ask your father.
No, he hasn't, Barbara.
First time this week he hasn't been here.
Father, could you come here a minute?
Where are you?
I'm here in the front hall.
Well, well, what is it this time, Barbara?
Now listen, Father. Yeah. I don't want Grandmother to hear me.
Why don't you want me to?
Oh, no reason.
Father.
Yes?
When Henry comes, would you do something for me?
Well, what is it?
I know it's awful, but I've got it all planned. I found out today Henry is seeing an awful lot of Constance Marshall.
Who told you?
Constance herself did.
I see.
But Father, I've even seen them together.
Charles, where's that box of candy we had around here last night?
I haven't any idea.
Father, when Henry does come, would you mind stepping into the room just once or twice and saying George Bigelow wants to speak to me on the telephone?
Well,
You will, Father, won't you?
I'm just a bit surprised, Barbara.
But Father, it wouldn't be so terrible, would it? Don't you think I'm human?
Barbara, I still think it'd be much better if you got your grandmother mixed up in this.
But, Daddy, Grandmother wouldn't approve of it. You know she wouldn't.
And exactly what makes you think I do?
It's for Henry's own good, Father. Constance Marshall is so silly.
Barbara, young ladies don't go about deliberately making young men jealous.
Oh, but they do. I beg to differ with you.
Well, sir, I'd give my eye teeth for a piece of that candy. Still had my eye teeth. Charles, somebody's at the front door.
Please say yes, Father.
Well, I'll think it over.
That's practically yes. Tell Henry I'll be right down.
Well, how do you do, young man?
How do you do, Mr. Pearson? How are you this evening?
Splendid.
And how is Mrs. Sanderson?
She's splendid.
No, she's not either. My digestion's terrible.
Is that you in there, Mrs. Sanderson?
Charles, tell Barbara Henry's here. I've been asking all evening where Henry is.
Has she?
No, I haven't either, Grandmother.
I had to stop for a second and see somebody on the way over, Barbara.
Oh. Oh, do you want to put your hat and that package down?
I'll put my hat down, but I think I'll keep the package.
Don't you trust us, Henry?
Oh, I don't mind holding it. It only weighs 2 pounds.
What's in it?
Oh, just a little something. Well, Mr. Pearson, how do you find business?
Very good, Henry.
You know, my father was saying...
Will you excuse me just a moment, Henry?
That's all right.
Henry, I went over to my doctor's today.
Is that right?
And I can't eat one blessed thing.
Is that right?
And I can't remember when I went to sleep last.
Hello, Henry.
Hello.
Well.
Here's a package for you. Be careful when you take it. It weighs 2 pounds.
You shouldn't have done this, Henry.
Well, aren't you going to open it?
All right. Who did you drop in to see on your way over, Henry?
Nobody in particular.
It wasn't Constance Marshall, was it?
Oh, all she wanted me to do was drop in and say hello.
Oh. She's a nice girl.
Barbara?
Yes, Father?
You're wanted on the telephone.
Who is it?
It sounded like George Bigelow.
George Bigelow? Again? Oh. Will you excuse me, Henry?
Sure.
You mean you're going without opening it?
I'll be right back.
Certainly strange I didn't hear that phone ring.
Mrs. Sanderson, did Mr. Pearson say George Bigelow?
He did.
George Bigelow. Tell me, what do you honestly think of George?
I'll tell you the truth, I don't think of him at all.
Oh.
What do you think of him?
Oh, you can't get me to say anything against him.
Very honorable of you. You know, I said to Barbara only the other day, young lady, I said, I hope you appreciate what kind of a young man Henry Aldrich really is.
Is that right?
Oh, my, yes.
And what did she say?
I forget now.
Oh.
Well, I certainly hope George doesn't call again.
George fine?
He's very fine.
Glad to hear that.
Certainly wish I could say as much about myself.
Don't you think you'd feel better if you went up to bed, Grandmother?
When are you going to open that candy?
I'm opening it. Candy, Grandmother?
Well, just two.
Candy, Henry?
Oh, I didn't even know you were there. Thank you.
Very good. Even if they do have enough.
Shall we step out onto the front porch, Barbara?
No. Don't go out there and catch pneumonia, right? The prime of your lives.
Well, couldn't Barbara put on a coat, maybe?
Oh, Barbara?
Yes, Father?
Telephone. I think it's George Bigelow again.
My goodness. I guess he just thinks I don't have anything else to do. Excuse me, Henry.
I must be getting deaf. Henry, do you hear any phone ring?
No, ma'am.
What's the matter with you?
With I?
Whatever it is. Why don't you do something about it?
Well, what is there I can do?
Well, it's worth having. It's worth having, ain't it?
You mean I ought to pound the daylights out of George?
Well, either out of him or out of Barbara.
How?
Well, then you can lay your hands on. Reminds me. Hand me that candy.
But gee, if Barbara likes George, I don't see how socking him is going to help any.
It'll certainly make you feel better, won't it?
Even if he's older than I am?
Listen, young man. I used to be as pretty as any of them in my day, and I know all the tricks of the trade.
Yeah, did you used to fight?
When the occasion demanded it, yes. Hey, are these all caramels?
No, ma'am.
Now, let me tell you something. If you want to make her sit up and take notice, only way to do is to make her jealous.
You mean, when she comes into the room, I don't pay any attention to her. I just sit and talk to you.
Well, is that the way they do it in the movies?
You mean I should make her think I like somebody else?
No, I'm telling you. Not as a grandmother, but as one soldier to another. Get busy and get busy quick.
Yes, ma'am.
Here. Want to eat the half of this one? It's got nuts in it.
My goodness. George Bigelow. He wants to give me his class pin. Can you imagine such a thing?
Well, I'm late as it is.
Where are you going?
No place. I just told Connie when I dropped in I'd be right back.
Oh. I'm sorry I didn't tell George he could come over.
No, why don't you call him back?
Well, of course. Maybe I will.
If his phone ain't wore out.
Henry, what's that you're putting on the lapel of your coat?
Nothing. Just a pin of Connie's she asked me to wear.
Where'd she get it?
Her mother had it first. It's an old family heirloom.
Let me see what it says. Vote the Democratic ticket.
Yeah, the whole family comes from a long line of Democrats.
Oh. I'm sorry you have to go, Henry.
Well, maybe I can stay.
I'm telling you, Henry Aldrich, you're making the mistake of your life.
But, well...
But, Grandmother, I don't think we should force him to go.
Henry?
Well, I guess I have to go, Barbara. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
I don't suppose we'll see very much of you from now on, will we?
Why not?
Oh, yeah. I guess as time goes on, you won't. Well.
Barbara, you're wanted on the telephone.
Who is it?
You better go to George.
It's Constance Marshall. She's over at somebody's house and wants you to come over.
Is that right?
Oh, I'll answer it in just a minute.
Who is this Constance Marshall?
Constance Marshall is nothing but an NTS.
What's an NTS?
NTS is necktie straightener. Every boy she meets, she has to straighten right away.
Charles, who is Constance Marshall?
Constance Marshall's father is one of the most active Republicans in this state.
Is that right?
I think I'll be going.
I know what you're going to do, Henry Aldrich. You're not going to Connie's house at all.
But I am.
Oh, no, you aren't. You're really going to some other girl's house. I hope whoever she is, you have an awful time there.
But listen.
No, I won't. I hate you, Henry Aldrich.
Young man, get out of this house.
But, Mrs. Sanders...
And don't you ever darken this doorway again. With chocolates filled with nuts and raisins. Get out!
Yes, ma'am.
Hello, Henry.
Hiya, Constance.
Where are you going?
No place, just to the grocery store.
Henry Aldridge, look at your necktie.
I know it's crooked. I wear my tie like that purposely.
Please let Constance help you.
Not so tight. Do you want to strangle me?
How do you do, Henry Aldridge?
Oh, how do you do, Mrs. Sanderson?
How do you do, Mrs. Sanderson?
How do you do, young lady?
Where are you going?
I'm going to the doctor's.
Would you like to have me walk along partway with you?
Oh, do you have to go now,
well,
Henry?
Gee, I'm late as it is.
Tell you what I wish you'd do, Henry. Stay right where you are.
Here?
Yes, sir. Barbara'll be along just a minute or so. Wish you'd tell her where I've gone.
But my mother's waiting for the groceries.
Do you want Barbara to walk the streets of this town looking for me? Now, you stay right here, as I tell you to. And you, young lady, you stay here and see he does.
Oh, yes, Mrs. Sanderson.
And you tell her if I'm out at the doctor's, I'll be right across the street from there getting a bag of candy.
Henry Aldridge, look at your hair.
Listen, Constance.
You know, you could be one of the cutest boys I've ever known.
Cute? I'm cute? How do you think I'm cute?
Oh, Henry, you've got the cutest lock of hair right up there.
What's the matter with it?
Every time I push it down, it goes right up. Oh, look at it. Down, up, down, up.
How do you do, Henry?
Where did you come from, Barbara?
No place.
Your grandmother wanted me to tell you she's gone to the doctor's.
I know where she is.
Oh, well, what did she want us to wait here and tell you for?
I should like to add, Henry Aldrich, that you are certainly making a spectacle of yourself out here in the street.
I am?
No self-respecting person would have his hair combed by a girl right out in public.
Listen, Barbara, I'll have you know I'll have my hair combed wherever I want.
And what George Bigelow said about you is absolutely true.
What'd he say about me?
Never mind. He said... I hope sometime he tells you what he said.
Well, what do you know about that? Gee, was anybody think I'd struck her?
Henry, if I were you, I'd never speak to her again.
Oh, I hope you don't think I'm going to speak to her again.
Henry, would you like to come over to my house tonight?
Gee, whiz, I'd be glad to. I'd be glad to. I think it would do me good.
Before Henry Aldrich comes back, I want to say that if you happen to have an active, growing boy in your family, I know one thing. I know that you're kept plenty busy feeding that boy, because youngsters that age are always hungry, always on the lookout for something good to eat. Well, now, here's a dessert that every boy, and girl too, will say is a real smoothie. The new Jell-O Butterscotch Pudding. It has a swell, tempting color like gold-colored taffy. It's smooth and luscious, and it just can't be beat for real flavor. As rich and delicious as old-fashioned butterscotch candy. Jell-O butterscotch puddings bring you real, downright homemade goodness. And best of all, it's quick and easy to make. It takes you only a few minutes. There's no fuss or trouble. You just can't go wrong. Then try Jell-O chocolate pudding with that wonderful, real chocolate goodness, smooth and satisfying. And Jell-O vanilla pudding, cream-colored and tempting, with nuts or fruits folded in to make it even more delicious. All three new Jell-O puddings have that homemade richness you love. So try them all. Ask your grocer tomorrow for Jell-O butterscotch, chocolate, and vanilla pudding.
Back at the Aldrich home, we find the whole family seated at the breakfast table. Everyone, that is, except Henry.
Henry! Henry! Henry!
Mary, do you know whether Henry's up yet?
He said he was getting up the first time you called.
Father!
What is it?
Father, will you please tell Mary that if she sees Connie Marshall go by to flag her?
Aren't you all dressed yet, Henry?
Practically, Mother.
My goodness, all Henry can think about is Constance Marshall.
How is it he never sees Barbara Pearson anymore?
Her grandmother won't let him near the house.
What's the trouble?
I don't know, except she said something about his going too far over something. And did I tell you about the picture I found under Henry's pillow?
Of whom? Barbara's grandmother?
Of Connie Marshall. And down in the corner it said, Constance to others, but constantly to Henry. Doesn't that make you positively ill, Mother?
Please pass the salt.
This whole business is something I shall never understand.
Oh, forget it. By next week, you'll be over the whole thing.
Mother!
Yes, Henry?
Have you any idea where my trousers might be?
I thought you were all dressed.
I am, Father. All but my trousers. They seem to be missing.
Where did you wear them last?
I think it was when I went to the movies.
Don't tell me you left your trousers at the movies!
Mary. Wear your brown trousers, dear.
My brown trousers? But Mother Connie doesn't like those.
She even tells him what clothes to wear. The next thing you know, they'll be announcing their engagement.
It may be of interest for you to know that this is not one bit funny.
But Mother, I think it would be all right with Constance.
How do you know?
I heard her tell Henry only the other day that she believes in long engagements.
Well, this would have to be a good long one because Henry still has a year and a half of high school and 6 years of college before he even begins to practice law.
She may even talk him out of becoming a lawyer.
Mary, you certainly are cheerful this morning.
Mother, look out through the window. Look at what I see.
Constance Marshall.
Constance Marshall?
She even comes here for breakfast now.
Well, they selected a very excellent name for that child.
Hello, Mary.
Hello.
I wondered whether you'd like to have me walk to school with you.
Come on in, Constance.
I guess you know my father, don't you?
How do you do?
How do you do?
My goodness, Mr. Aldred, you look like Henry.
I?
Only, of course, an awful lot older.
Yes.
Shall we start now, Constance?
Has Henry left yet?
Not yet.
Where is he?
We have no idea where he is.
You mean, Mr. Aldridge, Henry has left home?
Apparently he has.
Constance, Henry's upstairs.
We only think he's upstairs. No one in the family has seen him. We have simply heard sounds that might have come from Henry.
Henry! Henry!
You see? What did I tell you?
Is somebody calling me?
There's somebody down here to see you.
Who is it, Mother?
Oh, somebody.
You mean to see me?
Yes.
Oh, I know who it is. It's Stinky Cameron. Hi, Stinky.
Henry.
I'll be down just as soon as I find my pants.
Henry, it's not Stinky, and even if it were, I don't think you should call him that.
Oh, he doesn't mind. Now you're Stinky.
Henry.
Father, come on up and help me find my pants.
Henry, you're disgracing the entire family.
In fact, it might interest you to know that Constance is down here.
Yeah? So's General Grant.
Hello, Henry.
Well, gee whiz, where did you come from, Connie?
Home.
Well, why didn't anybody tell me? I'll be right down.
Henry, have you got your trousers on?
Oh, no, I'm glad you spoke about that. Excuse me.
You better be starting, Constance.
Oh, we've got loads of time, Mary.
Not unless you want to be as late as Henry is. Goodbye, Mother. Goodbye, Father.
Goodbye, Mary.
Goodbye, Mr. Aldridge.
Goodbye. Charming young woman.
Oh, my goodness, Sam, I hope he'll get over it.
You must remember, however, that someday somebody is going to marry that young woman.
But it certainly isn't going to be Henry.
It would be just our luck to have it be Henry.
Wait for me, Mary. Wait for me.
They've left, Henry.
They've left without me?
Well, of course.
Well, goodbye, everybody.
Come back here and eat your breakfast.
But, Mother, do you want me to run right on top of a hearty meal?
I want you to come back to this table.
Where did you find your trousers?
That's the strangest part of it. I found them on a chair in my room.
On a chair?
Yeah.
Henry, where did you meet this Constance?
I was a fine young tour.
Henry, don't you think you should swallow your food before you talk?
Yes, Mother. I'll answer you in just a minute, Father. Here. I was assigned next to her.
In what way?
My seat. My seat in assembly.
Oh, I see.
Why were you asking?
I was just wondering, what does her father do?
In the seminary.
He's a what?
Just a minute. He's an exterminator.
An exterminator?
No matter what you have, even if it's rats, you call him and he'll get rid of them.
Henry.
That's right, Mother. He'll get rid of any kind of pest there is.
He has never shown any disfavor toward his daughter?
Don't you like Constance?
Henry, in the past, your father and I have always permitted you to know anyone you wanted to. But somehow we don't care for this Connie.
Why not, Mother?
Well, putting it bluntly, you're much too nice for her.
Mother, don't be absurd. Well, until she came along, I didn't care how I looked. Now look at me. Remember that bunch of hair that always used to stand up? Now I keep it combed down.
And to tell you the truth, I miss that lock of hair. I miss it very much.
You don't think I look improved?
Oh, Henry, dear, when are you coming to your senses?
In what way, Mother?
Well, for 1 week now, you haven't touched your homework. You can't eat your meals.
Well,
you...
I don't need food.
Whatever became of Barbara Pearson?
Barbara Pearson?
Of course.
Gee, well, she was all right when I was young, Mother.
You grew old 7 days ago?
I certainly changed since then.
In what way, aside from putting Vaseline on your hair?
In a lot of ways, Father.
Well, just remember, son, we wouldn't have you lose your head for anything. Is that clear?
Yes, Father.
Now run on to school.
Yes, sir. Only you've got the wrong idea about Constance.
I'm quite sure one of us has.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. So long.
Sam Aldrich, I'm worried sick.
Alice, you're worrying about something that's absurd.
Sam, I didn't want to say anything about it before. I usually don't read anything that belongs to Henry, but I picked up a note Constance wrote him, and Sam, she isn't his kind.
Why didn't you tell me there was more to it?
Well, what I want to know is what we should do.
Give him some castor oil and send him to bed.
Well, that's what I thought you'd say. I know what I am going to do.
What?
I'm going to handle this the way the psychologists say a parent should.
Now, Alice, if I were you, I wouldn't start fooling around with psychology at a time like this.
But it's common sense, Sam. If we forbid his seeing the girl, it's simply a challenge. So the thing for us to do is to tell him that he may see her just as much as he wants to.
Which is what he's doing anyhow.
But we should invite her to dinner, Sam.
Invite her here to dinner?
Well, of course. If he sees enough of her, he'll grow tired of her.
You hope he will.
I'm sure he will. And on next Saturday night, we're having her and some of his other friends here for dinner.
Hiya, Connie.
Henry, do you like my dress?
Yeah, it's very pretty. I've got to see who's at the door.
Oh, I let them in. It was George Bigelow and some other girls.
Oh.
Henry, let Connie straighten your tie.
You always yank it so tight. The other night, I had to go to sleep with it on.
Oh. Oh, how do you do, Mrs. Aldrich?
How do you do, Constance? We're very glad you could come.
How do you do?
You'll find my family in the living room. Papa has to leave early.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
He's got to go on a big job for somebody.
You don't say so.
This is the third time he's been there. He just nicely gets them out, and they always come back.
Mm. Sam, come along.
Henry, wait and talk to Connie.
Yeah, I've got to go and see my guests.
Are they more important than poor little I?
No, but I ought to go in and say hello to them.
Henry, look at me. Oh, you've got the bluest eyes Connie has ever seen in her life.
Yeah?
Oh. Excuse me for interrupting.
Oh.
Got something in your eye, Henry?
Gee whiz, Mrs. Sanderson.
Hello, Henry.
Henry, you didn't tell me Barbara was coming.
No.
Well, I understood this party was for me. I'm going in the other room and tell your mother what I think of it, Henry Aldrich.
Henry, I know I shouldn't have come, even if your mother did say I should.
But I'm glad to have you. I'm glad to have both of you.
Well, I'm not staying. I just came to make sure she got here. Where's your mother?
In the next room.
I'll just slip in and say hello. See whether maybe there's a little candy around.
Well, I see Constance has been fixing your tie again.
How can you tell?
It looks so nice. Doesn't look like you.
No?
When I came in, she was just going to straighten your eyes for you, I guess, wasn't she?
Listen, Barbara, please.
Henry, would you mind very much if I went home?
Henry, aren't you going to come in and join your guests?
Yes, Father, we're coming.
George Bigelow says he hasn't even seen you.
George Bigelow? Henry, I can't go in there.
Why not?
Because I can't. Please let me go, Henry.
But I want you to stay.
Henry, I've got to tell you. Those telephone calls I had from George, they weren't from George at all.
Well, who were they from?
Nobody. I just did it to make you jealous.
Was that your grandmother's idea?
No. It was mine.
Wasn't it ridiculous?
Barbara, come in here. They got cakes with every kind of icing you can think of.
No. Henry, your mother wants you.
I'll be there.
She wants you now, right away.
Yeah, but can't she wait a second?
No. Now then, young lady, if you want Henry Aldridge, you will stay here where you can keep an eye on him.
I'm not going to stay.
You want to upset me even more than I already am?
I can't help it. I'm going home.
Barbara, wait.
No.
Well, you've got to come in, dear. It wouldn't be a party without you.
Why not?
For any number of reasons.
But look at my eyes. They're a sight.
Tears, my dear, only make you prettier. I know from experience.
Do you really think so?
Sam.
Well?
You been asleep yet?
Of course.
I've been thinking about that party. I knew, said I didn't understand psychology.
Well, I didn't say that. I said you were taking a gamble.
Just think we won't have to worry about that awful Constance Marshall or the idea of Henry's ever giving up law or getting engaged before he leaves high school.
Oh, yes, sure. It's usually work out for the best.
Provided you give him a little assistance.
By the way, have you heard Henry come in yet?
Don't believe I have.
Oh, my goodness, what time is it?
It's, by the clock on the bureau, it's 2:10.
Sam Aldrich, Henry has never stayed out this late before in his life.
I thought you weren't going to worry anymore.
Oh!
Henry, is that you?
Yes.
Where have you been, Henry?
No place. I just walked home with Barbara, and then I had to wait until her grandmother went to bed.
Come in here and say goodnight to us.
I want to thank you for the swell party. Barbara said she had a very nice time.
Sit down here on the edge of the bed.
Henry, you're sitting right on my ankle.
I'm sorry, Father. I didn't know it was there.
Where did you think it would be?
Henry, move your head over toward the light from the door.
What for?
Oh, Henry, I could almost cry.
Why?
That old lock of hair. It's standing straight up again.
Yeah. She lets me wear my necktie so I can breathe, too. Mother, would you mind my asking right from the shoulder?
What, dear?
Well, would you and Father be disappointed if I didn't study 6 years to become a lawyer?
Why not?
Oh, no particular reason, Father. Just asking.
Henry Aldrich, you aren't thinking of getting married, are you?
Oh, no, Mother, no. We think you should wait until you're at least through high school. Don't you?
Well, Alice, you certainly understand psychology.
Ladies and gentlemen, once there was a husband who was very fussy about his desserts. He liked puddings, but only the kind of puddings that his wife made for him. Well, of course, it's a lot of work to make good puddings, so this man's wife decided to play a little trick on him. What happened? Well, the wife who wrote us about this is right here in person, Mrs. Florence C., who lives at 25 Hillside Avenue, Washington Heights, New York City. Here's your letter, Mrs. C. Would you read us the rest of what you wrote, please?
Certainly, Mr. Von Zell. I decided to try Jell-O chocolate pudding. It only took me a few minutes to whisk it up, and when supper time came, there it was, a big bowl full of rich, creamy, smooth chocolate pudding. Well, my husband came right back for the second helping, said it was the most delicious pudding I had ever made. So then I told him about it, told him that I had used the new Jell-O chocolate pudding. He had to admit it surely was a success. Every bit as delicious as the old-fashioned kind.
Well, thank you very much, Mrs. C. And ladies, that is the way to make a hit with your husband, too. For the new Jell-O puddings have that real old-fashioned goodness. Creamy, smooth, full-flavored, and tempting. But they're far quicker and easier to make. There are three delicious Jell-O puddings to choose from. Rich chocolate, mellow butterscotch, and creamy, delicate vanilla. Yes, you like all three new Jell-O puddings. Real old-fashioned puddings made a new-fashioned way. So try them tomorrow.
Barbara?
Yes, Henry?
Are you sure your grandmother's gone to bed?
Thank heavens she has.
Well, do you mind my asking you something?
What is it, Henry?
Well, would you like to go to a football game with me Saturday?
Of course I would, Henry.
If you go, Henry, I give you the money to get a seat for me.
Well, Grandma's in again, but be sure to tune in again next week for further adventures of Henry Aldridge.
The Aldrich Family, starring Ezra Stone, is written by Clifford Goldsmith. Tonight's special guest was Betty Field, star of the stage and screenplay What a Life. And she'll be back with us again next week. Original music is composed and conducted by Jack Miller. Harry Von Zell speaking and wishing you good night for those delicious new desserts all America's talking about. Jell-O pudding.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.
You're listening to the Old Time Radio Hour, broadcast each week over the World Wide Web with your host, Justine Ward. Next, Henry Aldrich decides to raise animals for profit. You'll enjoy the way the problems multiply. Here is the Aldrich Family, Pigeon Coops. First broadcast February 20th, 1940 on NBC's Blue Network.
The Aldrich Family, starring Ezra Stone, written by Clifford Goldsmith. Brought to you by the makers of those delicious new desserts all America's talking about. Jell-O pudding. In the month of February, you know, fall the birthdays of two great American presidents. We don't know, of course, whether Henry Aldrich will ever become president, but as the scene opens tonight in the Aldrich family living room, Henry has a birthday and other things on his mind.
Mother, if you could choose anything in the world for your birthday, what would you take?
$1 million.
No, Mother, be reasonable. I can't give you as much as that. What would you like?
Right at the moment, Henry, your mother would like a mink coat.
A mink coat, Father? A mink coat?
Mm-hmm.
How much would a thing like that cost?
How much do you have?
$2.35. Oh, but that's not important, Father.
No, not at all.
But it isn't. I've got a scheme all worked out. I'll be able to get anything Mother wants.
Really, dear?
It isn't anything more than you deserve, Mother. Could you loan me $2?
To which one of us are you speaking?
Oh, not to you, Father. I realize I've stretched you to the breaking point as it is.
I'm glad you're aware of that.
How about it, Mother?
How about what, dear?
In case you don't know it, Alice, you're about to be stretched to the breaking point.
What is it you want the $2 for?
To put with the money I have. I'm making an investment. I read a pamphlet, see? It's got the easiest way I ever heard of to make money.
What is it?
Rabbits.
I beg your pardon?
Raising rabbits. They'll double your money overnight.
You don't say so.
But they will, Father. You can't lose.
Where would we keep rabbits?
In the basement.
Well, we're not keeping rabbits in our basement.
Read the pamphlet, Mother. One fella started with just 4 rabbits, and in 2 years, he had 700.
And do you think we're going to have 700 rabbits running all over our basement?
Well, I'd make pens for them.
And how would I get into the basement?
Do you remember, Henry, that stray dog that stayed here last week? I had to ask you to feed her every day she was with us.
But that was just one, Mother. I certainly wouldn't forget to feed 700.
Incidentally, who's going to pay for the feed for 700?
Oh, they pay for it themselves.
Oh, I see. Out of their own pockets?
Father, everything I suggest you take lightly.
Well, if you think I'm taking this lightly, you're quite mistaken. You're not going to spend any money on rabbits.
But that's not what I want it for.
Oh, I thought that was what you did want it for.
No, Mother, it's to buy some galvanized feeding pans.
What was that?
Feeding pans for the rabbits.
For what rabbits?
For my rabbits, the ones I've got down in the cellar.
You have 700 down there?
No, Father, just 4. I'm only beginning. They're beauties, too.
Where did you get them, dear?
Happy Taylor gave them to me.
How did the Taylor boy happen to do that?
I don't know. His folks just seem to think we'd like them better than they would.
Yeah.
How would you like to be generous, dear, and give them back to Happy Taylor?
Mother, don't you want a birthday present?
Not as much as I want a home.
Well, if I give those back, I won't have anything at all.
How about your dog?
He left.
Because of the rabbits?
But, Father, don't you want me to develop responsibility so I'll take care of things and feed them?
Henry, we are not opposed to your developing all the responsibility you want to, but you'll have to find someone to take those rabbits.
Who is there?
Well, how about Tommy Walsh? He has a much larger house than we have.
Well, could I give him the rabbits but let him keep them here?
And your mother and I could live with the Walshes, eh?
Father, you have no idea how I've planned on this.
Supposing you go to the phone, dear, and see whether Tommy wouldn't like to have them.
Now?
Henry, if you want a rabbit for a pet, that's one thing. But you're not going to raise rabbits in our basement for the purpose of making money. Now, please call the Walshes.
I'll phone them, but I hope they are an in.
Well, Alice, in 1 year we would have had rabbits in every room in the house.
Sam, don't you think we might at least get Henry a dog?
Alice, by tomorrow he'll have forgotten the whole thing.
Perhaps.
He never has kept it anything for more than 24 hours.
Well, just the same, he might have kept it this.
You mean you want him to raise rabbits?
Well, as he says, it would develop character.
Alice, let's have an understanding right now. Which do you want Henry to have, character or a father?
A father, dear. Who do you suppose that can be at the door? Well,
probably Mr. Hubbard. I'll let him in. Well, hello there, Hubbard.
Evening. What is it you want repaired?
Oh, the trouble's out in the kitchen. Pipe under the sink.
Hi there, Mr. Hubbard.
Evening.
No, Henry, will you take Mr. Hubbard out and show him where that leak is?
Sure thing.
Henry, what did Tommy Walsh say about the rabbits?
His folks weren't in. But he'd be very glad to take them, Mother. This way, Mr. Hubbard.
Yes, sir. You, raise rabbits?
I was going to. Here you are. There's the pipe that's dripping.
I don't know whether I have a wrench that'll fit that or not.
Want me to look in your bag for you?
Yeah, no, thank you. It's a good thing you're getting out of this rabbit business.
Don't you recommend it?
I'd be a rich man now if it weren't for rabbits.
What happened?
By the time it was over, even my wife left me.
Yeah? Do you want me to hold the screwdriver for you?
Yeah, will you just put it down, please?
Sure.
I raised beavers once, too.
Make a lot of money on them?
That was the second time my wife left me.
Well, did she ever come back?
She did, and she got even with me.
How?
She went in for raising turkeys.
She make a lot of money?
That was when I left her.
I see. Well, tell me, did you ever raise silver foxes?
Just for one winter. Now, there was an experience.
Yeah?
If you want to make money real quick, though, the thing to do is raise pigeons.
Pigeons?
Yeah. That's what I'm going to put every cent I've got into.
Is that right?
Yes, sir. Once I get it going, I'm giving up plumbing.
Want me to hold that nut?
Just leave your hands off it.
Yes, sir.
I figured out there's 300% profit in every pigeon you raise.
As much as that? What do you sell them for? Eating purposes?
Don't raise that kind. I tried them once. Had to eat them all myself.
Well, what kind do you raise?
Carriers.
Carriers? Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
The kind that get back home no matter where you take them, huh?
Yep. Where's my hammer?
Well, let's see. Oh, here it is.
Leave it there. I'll pick it up. I knew a fellow once that raised carrier pigeons and sold them to the army.
Is that what you're going to do?
Yep, and put them in races. That's where you make the real money. Sometimes you win as much as $5 or $10.
Gee whiz, I didn't know anything like that was going on. What is it you're looking for, Mr. Hubbard?
A pair of pliers. Just let me look for them myself.
Do you mind if I point to them?
Where are they? Oh, yeah, yeah.
Gee, there's a business I'd like to go in.
What's stopping you?
Well, do pigeons take up very much room in a cellar?
What are you going to keep them in the cellar for? Why don't you keep them in your attic?
Gee, how do they get along in an attic?
All you got to do is fix up some coops and be sure the windows are left open.
I wonder why I didn't think of that myself. Want your two-oil bag, Mr. Hubbard?
Put it right back where it was.
Yes. How much would it cost to go into the pigeon business, Mr. Hubbard?
Get your head out of the way.
Is that better?
Yeah, just keep it out.
I guess you don't need any expensive equipment like you do for rabbits, huh?
All you need is some second-hand coops.
Where could I get those?
Any reason you couldn't advertise in the morning paper?
You mean advertise? I just say I want some second-hand pigeon coops and that's all?
What else would you suggest?
Sure, and I'd save money. Unless, of course, nobody answered. But then the way I look at it, you've got to take a gamble at anything if you want to make money. Isn't that the way you look at it, Mr. Hubbard?
Well, I...
Hey, what are you doing out here?
I'm helping Mr. Hubbard find his tools, Mother. Could you please stand back so you don't cast a shadow on him?
Oh, my goodness. The way you've been talking out here, I thought you'd have all the problems of the world settled.
Have you heard us?
Well, I haven't heard what it was about.
Hmm. What time does the Centerville Gazette close?
Oh, I have no idea.
They're open till pretty late.
They are?
Why do you ask, dear?
Oh, no reason. I was just wondering how long they stay open. Is Father around in the living room anyplace?
Your father went out.
Is that right? He went out?
Mr. Hubbard, will I be in your way here?
No, ma'am.
Well, goodbye.
Where are you going, Henry?
Just in the living room. Look around. Operator, could you get me the Centerville Gazette, please? Yes, ma'am.
Henry, are you in the living room?
I think I am, Mother.
Mr. Hubbard wants to know whether you picked up his screwdriver.
Tell him he'll find it in his left hip pocket.
Thank you.
Hello? Hello, how do I put in an advertisement? Coops. Just ordinary pigeon coops. Yeah. Yeah, that sounds good. Sign it Henry W. Aldridge. Yeah. About how much will that be? As much as that? Well, would it be cheaper if I left the W out? Well, supposing I leave the Henry out? Okay. Just say, reasonable prices paid for old pigeon coops. Sign it Aldridge. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Goodbye.
Henry, will you see us at the door, please?
Yes, Mother. I'd be very glad to help you, Mother. Gee whiz, Tommy. You over here already?
I came over to get my rabbits.
Yeah, come on in. Did you ask your folks whether it'd be all right?
I don't know why it wouldn't be all right. Why should I worry them about a little thing like that?
Yeah, well, come on down the cellar stairs.
Why don't you want them, Henry?
My folks would rather I raise pigeons.
Pigeons?
Sure. I've become a pigeon fancier.
Yeah?
Sure. I may even raise pigeons for the Army. Big money in it, Tommy.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. For the Department of Interior Communications.
Yeah?
Your rabbits are around here on the other side of the preserve closet.
Oh, hey, show them to me.
Now, listen, before I let you see them, when do I get that who's it you promised me on the telephone?
Oh, tomorrow, Henry. I couldn't bring it over tonight.
Okay. Oh, here they are in this box.
Look at them.
That's what I say. Can you beat that?
Well, what's the matter?
They're right here. Can you imagine that, huh?
But all I want is four.
You gotta take eight.
I haven't got room for eight. I'm gonna have trouble keeping just four in my closet.
Well, you should have gotten here sooner, Tommy.
Well, there certainly isn't my fault.
Henry, is that Tommy down there?
Yes, Mother, that's Tommy.
Is he taking all four of the rabbits?
Yes, Mother.
I'm certainly glad to hear that, dear.
Tommy, when we go up, don't say anything about the four I'm keeping.
Why not?
Maybe I can surprise my mother after all. Boy, am I gonna make money. Rabbits in our basement and pigeons in our attic.
Our scene shifts for the next moment, ladies and gentlemen, to a department store, where we clear up the mystery of the lady...
Good evening.
...and the gong. Behind a counter on the fifth floor, lamps, china, curtains, drapes, rugs, house furnishings, and so forth, there stands a clerk. Approaching him is the lady who says...
Last week I bought a piece of merchandise in this department. I have it here with me. It's a dinner gong.
Yes, madam?
You see, I used to have a lot of trouble every night getting my husband and the children to the dinner table. They'd keep right on reading the paper or listening to the radio or whatever else they were doing when I called them. So I bought this gong.
An excellent idea, madam.
But now I want to return it, if I may.
Well, is anything wrong with it, madam? Let's have a look at it. Sounds all right to me.
Oh, the gong's all right. But recently I've been serving Jell-O chocolate pudding for dinner. Now when I start to ring the gong, my husband and the children are sitting at the table before I get a chance to hit it.
And the very delicious moral to that story is, ladies and gentlemen, folks certainly do get to the table and get there in a hurry when they know there's Jell-O chocolate pudding for dessert. Because, friends, it's a grand treat that everybody loves, young and old alike. Nothing can compare with its rich, creamy smoothness and its thrilling chocolate flavor. And you'll be simply delighted to find how quickly and easily you can prepare Jell-O chocolate pudding, how inexpensive it is, and how many different and delicious desserts you can make with it. So try it tomorrow, why don't you? Start right away to treat the folks at your house to this new family favorite. Swell, luscious, easy to eat, Jell-O chocolate pudding. Now, getting back to the problems of Henry Aldrich. Without telling his parents, Henry has inserted an advertisement in the town paper and signed it with the name Aldrich. The scene opens the following day in his father's office.
Miss Thompson, I don't have a great deal of time. Will you take the letter in a hurry, please?
Yes, Mr. Aldrich.
To the Brown Realty Company. Dear Mr. Brown, this is to advise you that unless steps are taken at once...
Mr. Aldrich's office? Yes? Yes? No, sir, you must have the wrong number, I'm afraid.
Wrong number?
Yes, sir. Now then, you just started a letter to the Brown Realty Company. Dear Mr. Brown, this is to advise you that unless steps are taken at once...
Yes. This is to advise you that unless steps are taken at once...
Mr. Aldrich's office? What was that? I don't understand you. Say that slowly, please. One moment. Mr. Aldrich, somebody wants to talk to you about something.
Let me have it. Samuel Aldrich speaking. What number are you calling? Pigeon coops? Did you say pigeon coops? Well, my name is Aldrich. I'm the only Aldrich in town, but I don't buy pigeon coops. Who is this talking? Charlie? Oh, you can't fool me, Charlie. Now, listen, Charlie, I'm busy as the deuce right now. I'll give you a call later. Don't bother me. Goodbye. Charlie Gosling would try to be funny just when I'm trying to get my work done. Tried to make me think his name was Tony Vecchito.
To be quite honest, Mr. Aldrich, I never did like Mr. Gosling.
Well, we get a lot of business from him. Now then, where were we?
This is to advise you that unless steps are taken at once...
Is that all the father we got?
It is.
Unless steps are taken at once, what was it I was going to say?
I have no idea.
Oh, I remember. Toward improving the property occupied by my... Let me answer that. Sam Aldrich speaking. Who? Yes, Charlie. Still selling pigeon coops? We'll take all 15.
No.
Yes, deliver them right to our house. I don't care where you put them. Put them in the living room. Yes, and don't bother me anymore. Just because Charlie Gosling happens to be a client. How far are we?
Right where we were.
Yes. You know, it would be just like Charlie to go and find 15 pigeon coops and deliver them to our house. I remember one other practical joke he tried to play off. Miss Thompson, please answer that. If it's Charlie again, tell him I've gone for the day.
Hello? Yes, sir. One moment, please. Mr. Aldrich, it's the Centerville Feed Company. They want to know whether they may supply you with cracked corn.
For what?
One moment. Hello? Mr. Aldrich wants to know what he would use cracked corn for. No, Mr. Aldrich has not changed his business. He's still practicing law. Goodbye.
Cracked corn? Cracked... Did that sound like Charlie Goslin?
My suspicion is that was Mr. Goslin.
Hmm. Oh, no. He probably phoned the Centerville Feed Company and told them to call here. Now, unless steps are taken at once to... Who's at the door?
You, Mr. Aldrich?
I am.
About how many pigeon coops did you want?
I beg your pardon?
How many did you want?
Did you say pigeon coops?
Pigeon coop. A paw can let you have all you need up to 60.
May I ask who sent you here?
I don't know. My paw just told me to come up here.
Where is your paw?
Down in front. Had a park double. We got all 60 down there.
You have 60 pigeon coops down in front for me?
Sure. You want them brought up here?
To the office? No.
Can also fix you up with 60 feeding trays.
No, I'll answer the phone.
Now then, young man, may I ask how your father happened to come here?
I don't know.
Do you know a gentleman by the name of Charles Goslin?
Never heard of him.
Well, here's what you're to do. You're to deliver your confounded coops to Mr. Goslin's residence at 12 Church Street.
All 60?
All 60, and all 60 feeding trays.
Who pays for them?
Send the bill to Mr. Goslin.
Sure, take them over right away.
That's fine.
Mrs. Aldrich is on the phone.
What does she want?
There's a gentleman by the name of Achito at your house unloading pigeon coops. Insists upon leaving them in the living room.
Now I know it was Charlie.
Mrs. Aldrich says he had nothing to do with it.
Well, then the fellow must be insane.
That's why she says you're to come over.
Yes, yes, where's my hat and coat? Right in the middle of the busiest day I ever had. If anyone else calls, Miss Thompson, I've left.
Hello, Father.
Hello.
Could I speak to you just a minute?
You may not. Goodbye.
Well, what do you know about that? Miss Thompson, is he in a hurry over something?
He is. And if I were you, I wouldn't follow him.
Miss Thompson could...
I've got answers, folks.
Where's Sam Aldrich?
He just went out.
I've got exactly what he wants outside on my truck.
What is it?
8 of the darlingest pigeon coops you ever put your 2 eyes on.
Well, gee whiz, could you haul them over to my house?
And why not?
Well, I don't think anyone's home.
Oh, now you take the coops, and I'll give you a dozen fine birds to go with them.
You will?
I will not.
Gee whiz, I'll be getting an even better start than I thought I would. Let's go.
For the last time, please put the rest of your coops on your wagon and get away from the front of my house.
You know advertise.
I did not advertise.
The lady, she know advertise.
I did not advertise. No one in this house advertised. We couldn't have.
That's a funny thing. My wife, she's a read it to me out loud.
What you probably did was to misunderstand the name.
What's your name?
Aldrich.
Aldrich, that's right. I'm a telephone to him. He's a say, sure, so bring me 15 of coops.
All right, I'll admit that I'm the one who answered the phone, but I thought you were somebody else.
I'll meet his price.
No, I thought you were a friend by the name of Charlie.
I'll sell the... What's Charlie got to do with it?
Now listen, my friend, for the last time, put that final crate on your wagon and get away from here.
All right, I'm gonna go home and read the ad. You sure you know one of these coops are cheap?
Get out!
All right, giddy up, please. Goodbye, maybe I'll see you tomorrow.
No!
Well, thank goodness he's gone.
Oh, you know, Alice, I honestly believe the fellow's crazy. Did you hear him? He practically insisted that we advertised.
Father, take a look!
What is it, Henry?
And what I've got right here in this truck, pigeon coops.
Where did you get those?
They're for my pigeons.
How are you, Sam Aldrich? Well, could you give me a hand, Henry, boy?
Sure.
Hey, 1 minute. Henry, are you unloading those here?
Sure.
Oh, down with them, me son.
Hey, wait before you unload that.
Oh, it's not too heavy, Father.
There you are.
What's that I hear?
Now, for 3 years, I've been wanting to show you me gratitude, Sam.
Mulligan, I'm sorry, but we have no place here for those pigeons.
But, Father, they aren't costing us a cent. We're getting them absolutely free.
What do you mean?
Mr. Mulligan has very kindly consented to credit the coops toward a bill he owes Father.
What was that?
Don't you think that's fair, Father?
Henry, will you and Mr. Mulligan please put that crate back on the truck?
You mean you don't want them?
I do not.
Oh, but it's 3 years I've been owing you that bill, Sam. Don't you think it's about time it was paid?
Sam?
If you'll take those crates away, I'll call the whole thing paid.
Oh, now, now, that's very decent of you, Sam. Give me a hand, me boy.
But, Father, I need them.
Henry, do you want me to put that on for you?
I'll help him.
You're a gentleman, Sam Aldridge. And the next time I come into town, I'll bring your son a present.
But not pigeons or pigeon coops.
Oh, no, no, sir, not pigeons. I'll bring him a fine white nanny goat I have.
You will?
You will not.
Well, good day to you all.
Gee whiz. Now I've even lost what I paid for the ad.
For the ad? For what ad?
For coops, didn't I tell you?
Let's go into the house, Henry. I want to have a talk with you.
I know what you're going to say.
Oh, I wouldn't cry right out here on the sidewalk, Henry.
I'm not crying. Who's crying?
Well, you're disappointed, dear, but the next time you do anything like this, you must tell us.
Of course. We may not have room for pigeons any more than we had for rabbits, but we'll find something you can have.
The only thing is I need pigeon coops. I need them bad.
Oh, today you need them, but by tomorrow you'll have forgotten all about them.
Sam, what's that?
What was what?
Something just flew out of our attic window.
Out of which window?
That was one of my pigeons.
One of what pigeons?
That Mr. Hubbard gave me.
That he gave you? How many did he give you?
Just six. Two of them are up there setting.
In our attic?
It would be all right if they had a coop, Father.
Henry Aldridge.
Henry, could I see you a minute?
What about, Tommy? What have you got in the box there?
Your rabbits. My mother and father won't let me keep them.
What are you doing, returning all four of them?
All four of them? There are 10 of them.
Can you imagine?
Henry, we can't possibly take those.
But, Mother, the ones I have don't bother you any, do they?
The ones you have?
Yeah, the ones in the preserve closet.
Henry!
Look who's coming. It's Towser. Oh, my old dog Towser. Well, gee whiz.
And where are you going to keep him, Henry?
Oh, he can sleep at the foot of my bed.
Listen, Henry, I want my hoosit back that I gave you for the rabbits.
Oh, no, that was a bargain, Tommy.
You've got to give it back.
Give what back?
My snake.
What's that?
No, he gave me that snake.
Henry, why should you want an old dead snake?
But, Mother, it isn't dead. It's alive.
What?
Oh, where is it?
Where is it?
Yes.
It's in my top bureau drawer.
Henry, oh, bitch!
Henry Aldridge will be back again in just a moment. Folks, tomorrow night, why not treat yourself to one of those popular new Jell-O puddings you've been hearing so much about? Let's say a grand, tempting dish of Jell-O vanilla pudding, dressed up perhaps with a handful of rich nuts or raisins. Now there is a truly fine dessert, one that has no rival when it comes to smooth, creamy goodness. Every time you enjoy it, which is sure to be often, you'll find yourself more excited than ever about the delectable flavor of Jell-O vanilla pudding. Because there's nothing to equal its delightful taste, so delicate and yet marvelously mellow. It's a quick, easy, inexpensive dessert, a captivating climax to any meal. So make tomorrow night's dinner end on a truly festive note by serving the family this luscious treat. You'll add a new name on your list of favorite desserts the very first time you enjoy the rare, distinctive goodness of Jell-O vanilla pudding.
You know, Tommy, I just had a big idea.
What about, Henry?
We can make some money on these pigeons. We can clean up.
How?
All we have to do is put another ad in the paper. The only trouble is, though, we'll have to put it in your father's name.
Well, now, ladies and gentlemen, in the event you would like to see Henry's latest advertisement, you will find it only in next week's issue of Centerville's leading paper. The Aldrich Family, starring Ezra Stone, is written by Clifford Goldsmith. Original music for the program is composed and conducted by Jack Miller. By the way, Ezra Stone will appear as Henry Aldrich at the State Theater in Hartford, Connecticut, for 4 days, beginning February 22nd. Now, this is Harry Von Zell speaking and wishing you good night for those delicious new desserts all America's talking about. Jell-O pudding.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.
You have been listening to the Old Time Radio Hour, broadcast each week over the World Wide Web. You can subscribe at no charge through Apple Podcasts, Podbean, or RSS. Thank you so much for listening. We hope you can join us again next week for another hour of entertainment from the golden age of radio. Until then, this is your host, Justine Ward, saying so long for a while.